Morning. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of 2. That's just on the other side of the fellowship hall. We also have the teen room playing the live stream this morning if you have children over the age of 2, but still are having a hard time in the sanctuary. We have our Camp Barnabas trip for the youth group coming up this summer. That is July 30th through August 5th. Registration has been open for that for individuals, so if you want to come with us to Camp Barnabas, let me know, and we'll get you guys set up for the registration forms and stuff that they require for that, and we'll start planning our travel details with that. Kelly and I will bring our laptop to youth group tonight, so that way you guys can get that started if you're having trouble on your own. We'll have our laptops at youth group tonight to start that process. Meals on Wheels is, it's our turn. That'll be March 7th through 11th. So if you'd like to deliver Meals on Wheels, March 7th through 11th, there will be a sign-up sheet in the foyer. If you have any questions about what that looks like or what your responsibilities would be, you can talk to Jim or I and get going with that. The church membership class will be held on March 27th and April 3rd. So if you have any questions about what we believe as a church, our history as a church, or if you're interested in becoming a member of our church, there will be a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that as well. And Pastor Jim will lead that. If you have any questions, you can ask him. Byron Bible Camp has their teen camp for 7th through 12th graders. That'll be February 25th through 27th. So if you're interested in that winter retreat at Byron Bible Camp, go ahead and there's a flyer in the foyer. You can check them out online at their website. We have the Chosen Bible Study tonight. That'll be at 6 p.m. We also have a youth group tonight, and the youth group will join the Chosen Study with the parents. Parents, this is a great week to come with your students and stay for discussion. This week's episode centers around God's love for us as our Heavenly Father, and it'll be a great opportunity to open up some great discussion as adults, but also as families afterwards. So I really encourage you, if you have a kid coming to youth group, and you haven't been coming to the Chosen Study, now is a great week to start coming. We also will play that same video at the Young Adult Bible Study tomorrow night at Kelly and I's house. That'll be at 8 p.m. And we do have Club Rock this week as normal. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is 1 John chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given his understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life.
Take your hymnals or look on the screen for hymn number 81. Join together in singing. Please stand. What a wonderful Savior.
What a wonderful atonement made. What a wonderful Savior. We are redeemed, the price is paid. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. Praise him for the cleansing blood. What a wonderful Savior that reconciled my soul to God. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. He cleansed my heart from all its sin. What a wonderful Savior. And now he reigns and rules therein. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. He gives me overcoming power. What a wonderful Savior. And triumph in each trying hour. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord.
Greet one another if you wish this morning.
Morning again. Glad that you are all here with us this morning. A few items to just bring to your attention from our prayer list. We ask that can you continue to pray for the Melber family and for strength and encouragement for them. The flowers you see on the platform are from George's funeral yesterday. We're thankful for George's life and legacy, but ask you to continue to pray for his daughters and extended family. You see two from the bottom there. Stacy Seaman does not have to have surgery on her knee, so that is a praise, but continue to pray for her recovery. And of course, we want to continue to pray for the Miller schools, and they've got 3 days in their new locations under their belt, but for that transition and getting everything figured out, a lot of logistics still involved, I'm sure. So other praises or prayer requests that you might have this morning? June. Okay, so the Ohm's great-grandson was dedicated last week, so
Joey,
okay, that is a praise. Any others? No? Anita. Okay. Okay. Kayleen Fulton, is that the name that she said? Okay. So Kayleen Fulton, you see four names down in the middle section for cancer. She has a biopsy coming up this week. Is that what, did you say this week or 3 weeks? 3 weeks from now. Oh, three biopsies? Okay. All right. Any others? Bonnie. Okay. So Bonnie's mom, they're moving into a memory care unit this week. Her name is Elsie. She's two-thirds of the way down on the left-hand side of the prayer list there. Any others? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you have given to us. We thank you for the privilege that we have to gather together to worship you. We thank you for the lovely weather that we have today, and we know that there may be some less lovely weather coming here tonight in the next few days, but we also know that we need the moisture, but we do pray that you would just give safety over the next few days if the weather does prove to be what's predicted. Pray especially for those that need to be outside working in it, and those that might be calving, doing things that blowing snow might make it difficult and inconvenient. We do thank you for the opportunity that we had yesterday to celebrate the life of George. We thank you for the long life that you gave him. We thank you for the man that he was, the testimony that he was, and the legacy that he has left. We just pray that you would be with Penny and Barbara and with their families and all of the friends and loved ones that George had. We just pray for strength and encouragement for them during this time. Pray especially for those family members that are traveling long distances to get back to be at home. We thank you for the good news about the Ohm's great-grandson, Joey, being dedicated last week. And we just pray that you would watch over him and his life and pray for his physical protection and growth. And we pray that at the right time that he might come to know Christ as his Savior. We thank you for the good news as well that Stacy will not need surgery on her knee. We pray that you continue to be with her recovery and pray she'll be careful to not do anything that might re-aggravate that injury. We thank you for the Miller schools being able to be back in classes for a few days last week, and we thank you for the ways that the community has come together to help, and we thank you for the four churches that they're able to hold their classes in. We just pray to continue to be with teachers and students, administrators, parents, as they continue to make that adjustment to what's a new, at least temporary, normal for them. We just pray for the logistical things to be worked out with transportation and food service, and we just pray for continued provision for supplies and other needs that they have. And we just thank you again that that they're able to resume classes in person, and we just pray to continue to guide and direct in their situation. We do pray that you'd be with Kayleen Fulton and the three biopsies that she has coming up. We pray that be with her as she undergoes those procedures. We pray that it would be helpful for the doctors in determining what maybe the next course of treatment perhaps should be. We pray for strength and encouragement for her. We pray that you'd be with Bonnie and family as they move her mom, Elsie, into a new setting in this upcoming week. We pray that it would be a good fit for her. I pray that it would be a place where she can get care that will be helpful for her, and we just pray that that transition would go well. We pray this month specifically for the Shoemakers. We thank you for their work with Wycliffe and Bible translation. We pray for continued encouragement for them. We know that there are a number of things, not only with the translation work, but also with family needs and health concerns. So we just pray that you would meet those needs and strengthen and encourage them. We do thank you as well for the other ministries that we're able to support through our church, and we pray that you'd be with each of them, be especially with those today that might be leading services. We thank you again for the country that we live in, the freedoms that we have here. We thank you for the men and women who serve in government offices. We ask for wisdom and guidance for them. We thank you for the men and women who serve in our armed forces to protect our country and keep us safe. We know that there are other places in the world where there's some unrest still. We think specifically of the situation in Ukraine as you continue to be in that situation. We pray for your will to be done there. We just thank you as well for your provision for our needs, materially, financially, physically. We pray that we'd be good stewards individually and as a church body of what you have entrusted us with. Most of all, we thank you for your love for us and the gift of your son, Jesus. We pray that you would be honored and glorified in the rest of our time together this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
(Clears throat) Avery's going to play a couple songs on the piano this morning for you. The first one's called Holy Bible, and it's not in your hymnal, but the second one he's going to play with Megan, and that's 529 in your hymnal, and he wanted you to know that you could sing along if you'd like to, the first two verses of 529. So the first one he's going to play, and then the second one you can sing along.
Wonderful. That was really cool. God just really made my heart kind of cry there, so that's pretty cool. Good morning. Welcome to the service this morning. Welcome to be able to come and worship the Lord together, to love him through his word, through music. Yesterday at George's funeral, you could just see the impact of what a godly man has in a world that is broken. And to be able to watch his grandsons love him through their words, through their heart, and just the people of this church that have been able to be a part of George's walk in life, that dash that he had, it was really touching yesterday, and it makes me know that God is alive and well in the town of Miller and in this world, even though it's broken. So stand with us this morning. Let's sing. Let's praise the Lord.
Trusting in his grace this hour, are you washed? Heavenly Father, as we have just sung, that we would sense your presence. We know in our heads that you have promised that when we are gathered, you are here in our midst. But sometimes we have allowed the cares and concerns of this world to distract us, the things that weigh on our hearts to occupy our minds, and I just ask that we be able to set those aside, not because you don't care, but because you care infinitely for us. We've sung about the sending of your Son, and is indeed the cross that draws us to you. Father, help our whole lives to pursue to become more like Christ, and for our time together today to be a part of that, to help us to love you more and learn about you better. In Jesus' name, amen.